Blog Talk Radio.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solavay. And Solavay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solavay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solavay. You sign up enough people, and Solavay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to solavay.com/freedomizer. That's Solavay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, solavay.com/freedomizer.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us.
In today's economy, the ability to access data quickly can mean the difference between success and failure. Maximum Archive's MyDrive service lets you have access to your data from just about any device and pretty much anywhere. MyDrive makes sure that when it counts, you can get what you need, because failure's not an option. Sign up for MyDrive today at MaximumArchive.com. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where Freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Shalom. Blessings and welcome, Freedomizers, family and friends, to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessings and welcome, saints of the Most High, freedomizers, family, and friends. You are now tuned in to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministry Sabbath Show. And I am your host, the Lord's humble servant, Emmanuel. And we are here to encourage, enlighten, instruct, and uplift the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And as always, before we get started, I'd like to ask you guys to join me in a couple of moments of prayer. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory to the name of God. We praise and bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, who died on the cross on Calvary, who went and defeated death, hell, and the grave, then rose on the third day and entered into the heavens, and is now seated at your right hand. Hallelujah. Father God, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, for you told us in your word, dear Lord, that you would go before us and make the crooked places straight. But deliver us from evil, O God. Hallelujah, for in you we live, move, and have our being. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Hallelujah. All glory, praise, and honor to you, Father. In Jesus' name, for you are more than worthy, dear Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless your chosen people, Israel. Father God, we live all your children, all of those that are behind the prison walls, those that are in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, in the rehabilitative centers, in the shelters, Father God, hallelujah, everyone isn't guilty that is in prison. Father God, everyone that is being attacked by the enemy and in the hospital is not deserving. We lift them up to you, Father God. Everyone that is homeless did not blow it on their own, Father God, but time and chance happens to all men, as you told us in your word, dear God. So we trust you that even in this, Father God, you will glorify, Father God. And we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Oh, we praise and bless you, Father, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech you, O God. I beseech you, dear Lord. Send now prosperity. Father God, hallelujah. Not prosperity as the world sees it, but prosperity that we may grow closer unto you, Father God. That we will be rich beyond measure, that man and the world will not understand, O Lord. Father, we decree now that your will is now our will, Father God. For you told us in your word, Father, you told us that if we would confess our sins, that you were faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, you told us you would take our sins and iniquities and you would throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us again, Father God. Hallelujah. For this we tell you, thank you, dear Lord. Father God, for If it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, Father, we don't know where we would be, but we know that we would be lost and bound for hell. Father, we thank you. We thank you for a mind stayed on you. Father God, hallelujah. I pray a blessing over everyone that is under the sound of my voice. Bless and touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Let your anointing fill your people, O Lord. Father God, strengthen them where they are weak. Build them up where they've been torn down. Replenish them, Father, where there's been drought. Give them what they need to continue to go forward, Father God. Those that are listening live, those that are listening in the chat rooms, and those that are listening in the archives, Father God, let them receive the manifestation of this blessing, Father God, not only for them, Father God, that this blessing will not only fill them, but go through them to another that they come in contact with, in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we trust, we believe, we're standing on your word, for we have faith and we believe that your word would do exactly what you set it out to do, that it would not return unto you void. Hallelujah. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All praise, hallelujah. All honor, hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. All thanks is unto you. Yahshua, your Christ, in his name, Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. All right, my brothers and sisters. Let's see. We've got a few things going for you today, guys. We are so thankful to be here, and we're thankful that you guys are out there, that you've taken the time out of your day, because we know that you could have been anywhere else, but right here with us, and we are honored and humbled by your taking the time out to spend, you know, even some time with us. We want you to know that we appreciate it and that we are here for you. All right, my brothers and sisters, you know, it's so much going on. I'm finding out Oh my goodness, we're gonna address a couple of things. A letter came across my desk yesterday, I believe it was, addressing all clergy that they needed to start preaching against our liberties being taken and what have you, like they really had to tell me. I've been preaching against this administration since day one. But anyway, we're going to address that. We're also going to have this week's Breakpoint commentaries. They're setting up, they're doing a new format for the two-minute warning. The two-minute warning is not going to be just once a week anymore. It's going to be anytime something is coming up. So that sometimes that might be twice a week, three times a week, or every other week, you know. So we're going to be on the lookout for that. But, you know, this is the 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade that just passed this week. And we joined with our brothers over at the Colson Center and standing against this atrocity. And most of this week's Breakpoint commentaries, they'll dealt with that subject, and we'll be bringing them to you momentarily. Shortly. It's not going to be momentarily, but it won't be that long. Also, I'm finding out, you know, I mean, I have a dear friend of mine, and they are being, now, they can tell you, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, they can tell you all the reasons why they should, they are supposed to tithe. But they don't even know the Ten Commandments. Brothers and sisters, I mean to tell you that really hurts my heart. That really hurts my heart. I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, because I meet a lot of people from all over the world, you know, in the ministry and everything. And, oh, my goodness, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you, they went all that way to make sure they knew about giving money. But some of these people, they are from other places and what have you, and they have friends that they know believe in Buddhism and Muslimism, whatever it's called, and they, you know, just in talking now, they are confessing Christ, but then they'll say to their friends something like, "May Buddha always grant you the knowledge you seek. May Allah continue to bless you always." And it's like, oh my God, you know, no, they're not being taught that, you know, as followers of Christ, we don't acknowledge another God. It's like, oh my goodness, but they made damn sure they talked about giving that money to the church. What kind of new members class was that? Brothers and sisters, it's really getting bad out here. And there are people who just don't know. They just didn't know. And they're seeking and they're trying to find out. And they're just hearing about the Christ that died for them, you know. And so, you know, they're coming. And they're coming to these churches. And these charlatans, these swindlers are standing up. And they're making sure. And you've got to tithe that this. And they don't even tell them the basics, my brothers and sisters. That hurts my heart. I don't know. You know, I really... And, you know, I'm not trying to down on anyone, guys. You all know me for the last year here at Freedomizer, and you know, I go along and I try my best to understand, but I will stand my ground when it comes to the things of the Lord and the Word of God. And you know, it's no longer can be set up, oh, God will deal with him. No, we have got to warn our brothers and sisters that's being led like lambs to the slaughter. And we're watching, and we're sitting up and we're sitting back, and we've come so complacent. What the hell is going on? I don't understand why, you know, I mean, how is that going to work, my brothers and sisters, in the day of judgment? Do we actually think that we're going to be able to stand before the Creator of all things and actually tell him, oh, well, I loved everybody, and we didn't even say something? The basic of the basic, at least warn them. And we're not even doing that. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a lot of people disappointed come the day of judgment, my brothers and sisters. A lot of people going to be very disappointed. Bill, I'm going to wring your neck. You called and you hung up, and you know the first 30 minutes belong to the Lord and what happened, and now you done ran. That's my brother in Christ, Brother Sullivan. And don't forget, tomorrow, chapter 4 of In Our Image, Why Man Exists, right here on the Sound Doctrine Ministries Sunday edition. Amen. Amen. We'll be right back after these messages.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Oh, yeah, baby. You know what time it is? It's time to get your freak on with your host, Max Casey, right here on the Black Market Liberty Show, Mondays at 7 Central.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available, committed to buying only from the growers when they can, and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
AntiWarTees.com is to promote anti-war activism, unlocking minds and shattering paradigms. By purchasing one of these t-shirts, you become an anti-war activist. www.antiwartees.com, bringing peace and human rights to the mainstream. Buy it, wear it, become it. Anti-war tees.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
Exactly.
Oh, I love listening to In Our Image on Freedomizer Radio with Sound Doctor Ministry. What kind of name is Halo anyway?
It means bringer of light. And young lady, right now, I want to bring a little light to you. Elohim servant, Emmanuel, trying to tell you something he says is special. My advice to you. Don't waste your time.
You cannot escape me.
Mommies are coming.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Praise the Lord, and we're back. All right, brothers and sisters, let us go to our scriptural reading, and then we'll get to our topic. We have a couple of things that we're going to address today. One is how the so-called men of God are not preaching against the subvertently actions that are taking away our liberties. And we're also going to address the myth of the separation of church and state as well. So, but we'll get right to that in a little bit. And you can give us a call here at 347-324-3704. You know, just chime in, let us know what's on your mind, you know, ask questions, whatever, you know, give us, submit prayer requests, pray for us, you know, whatever is on your mind, just chime in with us. We'd love to hear from you. Amen? Amen. All right. I'm trying to be a blessing to some of those that are not being made aware. Some of my brothers and sisters overseas. And I want them to know I want them to know the basics, my brothers and sisters. And it seems to me that it's too many of these so-called churches that are not the church. They are money grubbers. Charlatans, things, as the Lord calls them, and they're not doing anything to help others. So we feel an obligation that we should be able to step in and help, you know. We're just going to go over, you know, the basics and everything, so people will be able to know the truth. And we're going to start with, you know, the Ten Commandments. So let me pull this up right quick, and we will get right into it. I see our friend has called back in. God bless you. Let's see. Can we? Can I bring Sullivan in right quick? What's on our brother in Christ's mind today?
Well, hello there, Brother Ken.
Brother Sullivan. Brother Sullivan, how are you?
I'm doing well. In fact, when I was got off, I was contacting a couple of people that I know have a whole lot to say about this issue, and I was trying to get in contact with them. I thought that they would enjoy the show and maybe have a few things that they might want to say, you know.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome, you know, we need that dialogue. You know, we need to be able to talk to one another, you know, so that we can enlighten one another. You know, there are some things you may know that I might not, you know, that you might be able to bring someone to the table that can, you know, shed some light on a different perspective, you know. It's just, you know, to me, I really do not, I don't see how these people sleep at night. I couldn't do it. I would be terrified to close my eyes, afraid I would not wake up again, at least not in the earthly realm. You know, I don't see how they do this. I mean, this church literally, I mean, if you ask these people in this particular church, and I'm not going to call them out and call their name, but if you, you know, ask them, well, do you know about the tithe? Oh, my goodness, they come up with all this, and the reason why, and everything else. And yet, they don't even know the Ten Commandments. It's like, what the hell is going on at your ministry? But anyway, go ahead.
You know, one of the interesting things is that I think I've heard you say this, and if I hadn't, I thought I did. What Christ teaches, what God espouses, is not religion per se, it's the truth. You know, you can be religious about the way you comb your hair. You get up and for no reason that you can think of, you just comb your hair a certain way. You know, that's being religious. But when God says to you, here is the way to profit in life in every way, from emotional to business, that is a practical way of living. And so we got a lot of people today who's practicing religion, lots of religion, but a lot of times there is no truth in it. And I was listening again to something you shared with me, Brother Kenneth, your interview with E.W. Jackson. And I tell you, what you're talking about today, it just smacks of what you and he was talking about. It's actually...
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, we'll get to that, but let me do this first, and then I'll bring you back on, and
okay,
then we'll go from there, all right?
Wonderful.
All right. All right, our scriptural reading today, brothers and sisters, come from the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Dust your Bibles off. I know they might have been put up for a couple of days. Anyway, Exodus 20, And it is written, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor to serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. Not them that love him, them that hate me. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou work, shall thy labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has not come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have, they have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of the earth thou shalt make unto me, and thou shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all the places where I recorded my name. I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou will make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by the steps unto mine altar, that the nakedness be not discovered thereon. See, my brothers and sisters, God don't change. I want you to understand this. And we address this, look like, on a weekly basis. Not one jot nor tittle of the word of God shall pass away till all be fulfilled. It's not, it has not been put away. It has been fulfilled and is still fulfilling itself every day. Things are coming to pass. And my brothers and sisters, you need to understand that God is not playing. These things we need to understand. Do not sit up and all these statues and idols. If you are in a church and they got statues and idols and you bowing down to them and you kissing them and you saying rosary and chants and what have you, you need to get up out of that church. Because all of these things are against God from what he said right here. Brothers and sisters, the time for playing church and going along and being in the clique with our friends is past. We do not know, no man knoweth the day nor the hour of his Lord's return. Brothers and sisters, no man know the day or the hour that they may meet the Lord. Because he might not be returning, but you might be returning. And you will be set aside. And believe me, it will be like a blink of an eye. Ain't no telling how many years it might be, but it'll be a blink of an eye to you. Brothers and sisters, this is no joke. We need to wake up. All right. Anything you'd like to add, Brother Sullivan?
Well, I'm glad you told me because I didn't know I was on. I'm glad I wasn't over here picking my teeth or something.
Well, we heard you laughing, but we understand.
Well, I tell you what, you read something there, brother, that a couple of things that a lot of people have some problems with. The one about images, you know, we do have churches who have members who bow down to idols. This is what they would say. They would say, well, we know this is really not God. We know this only represent, Joseph or some other saint. Problem is, that's the same thing to people who knew this back then. They knew that wasn't God. They knew they put together the stone that looked like some image. They knew that. It represented who they thought that they were praying to, who they thought had some sort of efficacy to bring them to God. And that is the same thing you're doing today. If it's not, then why do it? So,
amen.
So, and the fourth commandment, my goodness, you had the nerve, Brother Kenneth, to quote the fourth commandment about keeping the Sabbath day. What's wrong with you? Don't you know that is not kosher today?
I could care less what's kosher, Brother Bill. I ain't going there for nobody. And I ain't finna bag down neither. Like I told you in the post, you talking about, well, you know, we had some trouble and whatnot. I got two words for you. Prison ministry. You can lock me up if you want to. I'll be in there preaching. And it ain't going to make me no difference.
Well, you know what the scripture says, brother. It says, be wise as serpents. Now, we know how to be harmless as dove, but I'm trying to do that first one, too.
I am being wise as a serpent. I'm being wise enough to know that if I bag down from warning somebody, that if they die in their iniquity, that their blood will be on my hands. It ain't happening, bro.
That's right. That's right.
It ain't happening. I ain't going through it. I'm going to warn you. And here, and I've got this venue, you know, I've got the radio ministry. I've got the social network. I've got the Facebook page and whatnot. And you think I'm going to just tell somebody about, oh, God is with you. Oh, he just loves you. And don't warn nobody about nothing? Oh, man, to whom much is given, much is required.
That's right. There is something that people need to consider, and I know that there are probably some of our listeners that's probably saying, well, the fourth commandment about the Sabbath, that doesn't have anything to do with right and wrong. Well, and it was something that the Jews did that, and it was under the law, and now the law is done away. Well, let me say several things that you're going to have to deal with very quickly here. It was from the beginning, before there ever was a law, before there ever was a Jew. Number two. Excuse me.
Wait. And let's stay right there with that for a second. brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, even if the law was done away with, that would be the law of Moses. What in the world do that have to do with the commandments, God?
That's right.
Nothing. Nothing. To the law of Moses and the commandments of God are two separate entities altogether. Do not get yourself deceived because they've placed it in this book and you're looking at it as the Old Testament. Because, see, there were no chapter and verses when these guys were writing. They weren't writing books. They were writing things down like the Lord was instructing them to. And this is what happened. And this is what I expected. This is what I want done. And this is going to happen if you don't do what I say and what have you. It wasn't no chapter and verses. You need to understand these are letters from the Father to his people.
And here's something that a lot of people don't know, brother, and that's this, that they need to think about it. The person that we call Jesus Christ, you remember the Pharisees, Sadducees got upset with him when he said, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, my goodness. You know, who are you? You are not yet 50 years old.
You ain't even 50 yet.
But he, it was he, the Word of God didn't just start when Jesus was born. He is the Word, and he is the one that brought this Word to Moses at the time that he did. From the very beginning, it has been him that God have used to create the whole universe and to establish everything. So he is the one that caused the law to be brought about as a teacher to bring us to him. Now, if it's a teacher to bring us to him, no teacher instructs you wrong to bring you to them. Whatever they instructed you in the law has to be right, or else it would not bring you to him. As I heard Brother Kenneth talk earlier, and he said that he quoted something that Jesus said that you can't get rid of. And Jesus said that nothing in the scripture could be broken, but he also said that not one jot, not one dotting of an I or crossing of a T, to put it in our language, can ever change from the law until heaven and earth pass, and that anybody, whosoever, do them and teach them, well, if he makes it to the kingdom, he's going to be considered a great person. But if one is doing the best he can and fails to do and teaches someone else against something in the law, if he make it, he's going to be considered one of the least ones. Why would he
Amen.
Say something like this if they were done away with?
They're not done away with. And we need
right.
to emphasize that point so people will understand, Brother Spillman.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. What people don't know.
I heard you take that deep breath. I know you were ready.
What I wanted to point out about this fourth commandment, because it's something that here's two things you need to know. That there, at one point after the time of the apostles, there was a controversy that took place. You can look it up. It's called the Quarto Deciman Controversy. The people who knew the Apostle John and the disciples of the people that knew the Apostle John still kept what we would call, what many people would call the day. The Bible said, these are my feast days, but many people would call them the Jewish feast. They still kept the feast days like Passover and the Sabbath. The church in Rome at the time was trying to separate itself from its Jewishness. You ought to look up Quarto Deciman Controversy, because from that particular point in time, there was centuries took place where you could be put to death for keeping the Sabbath, and was forced, people were born not knowing any better, that the day of the sun, the day that the pagans have always worshipped, was the day that God wanted you to worship. And how did they do that? By telling you that Jesus Christ was resurrected on that day, which is an impossibility from Scripture.
Amen.
But that's another story.
Amen.
What you can know about the Sabbath is simply this. Jesus said that he's Lord of the Sabbath.
Ooh.
And he said that in the kingdom, and I'll tell you what, if you can read it, read in Zechariah the 14th chapter, read when Christ come, he set his feet set up on the Mount of Olives, he goes on from there and takes over the world. What is one of the first thing he does? Force the world to keep his Sabbath, because the world would have turned away from God's truth, and he's going to make the whole world that's left begin to keep his Sabbath. Read it and know the truth, and not what somebody just said to you. Find me one place. Somebody call in and show me one place where God changed the Sabbath from the seventh to the first.
It's not there. It's not there. Brothers and sisters, we are trying to make it in. And I encourage you all to read the word of God for yourself. Come on and let's go home. Let's go to that land. Come on and go with me.
learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic, great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com, and check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available, committed to buying only from the growers when they can, and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life. Give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show, beginning at 9 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
We are Critical Immunity with Larry and Renee. Our show will cover current events, national health news, nutrition, emergency preparedness, and organic farming, and various implements and tools to thrive and survive. We hope you tune in and join in our discussion of health, liberty, preparedness, and survival. Join our hosts, Larry and Renee, with guest callers always welcome.
Oh, you want to heal the world? Oh, you can't do that. You know, you got to elect the right people. No, change your thinking. Change the way you feel. Change the way you do things. Do everything for peace. Like John Lennon said, walk for peace. You take a shower for peace. Do whatever you do for peace.
Every time you do that, you set a ripple effect out.
Because we live in a vibrational world, and your brain is the instrument. To learn how to direct and control your mind, you guys are superheroes. You know, they don't want you to know that, but you are. You guys are the most powerful people in the world.
We see the power in you to change your thinking. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. As I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here: there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where Freedomizers freedomize freedom.
On the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, some pro-choice activists are having a midlife crisis. I'll explain next on Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
40 years ago, Time magazine says in a new cover story, abortion rights activists won an epic victory. But get what Time says next. Quote, they've been losing ever since. According to Time magazine, abortion rights supporters are losing because it's getting harder to find so-called clinics that offer this so-called procedure. I'm not sure how this is bad news for the pro-choice movement. Didn't they say they wanted to make abortion safe, legal, and rare? So the number of legal abortions are indeed coming down thanks to an amazing confluence of factors that John Stone Street talked about last week on Breakpoint. Pro-life activists and legislators across the 50 states have worked to make it harder for abortion centers to open or to remain open, as Time reports. But there are other factors. The pro-life movement, despite the 40th anniversary of Roe, is getting younger. A whole new generation of leaders sees themselves as abortion survivors. The growing availability of technology, such as ultrasound, allow us to see inside the womb, and it's simply untenable to repeat the old pro-choice lie that the unborn child is merely a clump of cells. Thanks to these technologies, as well as determined and consistent efforts to help babies and their mothers via a growing network of pregnancy care centers, public opinion polls tell us that a solid majority now considers itself to be pro-life. But the pro-life movement would be making a terrible mistake if we thought that we've won the battle for human life. If anything, the fronts are multiplying due to both political and scientific developments. On the political side, sadly, we're in the midst of the most radically pro-abortion administration in our nation's history. Practically, Barack Obama's first act as president was to rescind George W. Bush's executive order denying federal funds, that is taxpayer money, to organizations that promote or provide abortions in other countries. Christians in Africa and elsewhere have discovered that they have a new opponent in the battle to protect nascent human life, namely the U.S. government. Forces in the United Nations, for their part, are continually seeking to have abortion declared as, if you can believe this, an international human right, except, of course, for the rights of humans whose lives would be snuffed out. And, of course, the Obama administration is undermining the religious freedom of religiously based groups here at home by forcing them to pay for abortion-inducing drugs for their employees or face crippling fines. On the scientific side, a bill to outlaw sex-selective abortion failed last year in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. As a consequence, the lives of unborn girls can be taken simply because they are girls right here in the USA. Some 100 million girls in Asia have already lost their opportunity to live because of this barbaric practice. Then there are the dangers inherent in fetal genetic testing, which can easily lead to abortion when abnormalities or even just potential abnormalities are detected. Now, incredibly, up to 90% of unborn children with Down syndrome are routinely aborted. This is more than a tragedy, it's an outrage against God. So is the abortion fight really over 40 years after Roe? As much as we'd hope and pray for this, and despite the encouraging progress we've made, regrettably the answer is no. The battle continues. So let's keep fighting with commitment, truth, and joy as our weapons. And may the Lord help us. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
We invite you to visit Breakpoint.org. While you're at our website, be sure to browse our online bookstore of great books and other resources. And you can link up to our social media sites.
So very disturbing, my brothers and sisters. 55 million? Since Roe versus Wade, we're missing 55 million people. Because the government decided it's okay to kill a child. A child. So now, if the government think it's okay to kill a child, what do you think they think about killing you? You know, people really aren't thinking. You know, now here's a harmless, helpless child. And yet the government says it's okay. It's all right. A woman has a right to choose. Somebody want that baby? Go on and have that baby. You don't want to keep the baby. Put the baby up for adoption. They have the system set in place where they won't even ask you any questions. Just don't kill the damn baby. Is getting out of hand, and we act like it's okay because the government said it was all right. So that's what you're going to tell God in the day of judgment? The government said it was okay? This is very disturbing, my brothers and sisters. We have to stay focused. We have walked so far away from God, calling ourselves progressing, that we are actually degressing, and we don't even realize it. My heart. Now, there's 100,000 women in Asia that were killed just because they were girls. Seriously? Seriously? Are we that petty now? Do we not only devalue life, but we devalue mothers, sisters, daughters? Seriously? Come on, my brothers and sisters. We've got to make a stand. I got this letter across my desk. It was a letter to all members of clergy in America. And I want to share with you guys. It reads, to all members of clergy in America, the moral, ethical, and societal situation in our nation today is dire, to say the least. An out-of-control government that does not respond to the wishes of we the people is taking control of every aspect of our lives and implementing dictatorial hypocrisy freedoms of speech. Freedom of speech, expression is all but gone unless that speech or expression exposes everything godless, evil, and despicable. Let me throw this link in the chat room for you guys, just in case you might want to see it as well. It's really, you know, a letter. What I am writing may or may not apply to you. If you are not one of the ones I read about, don't take offense, but rather accept my thanks for standing for freedom and Christian values against an increasingly tyrannical government. If this does apply to you, please take it to heart and think about what your position in society is. And how about you who are carrying out your calling from God. In writing this, I am doing my best to fulfill my calling, my commission from God. I find it disconcerting that members of the clergy are either on board with this government's abuse of power or afraid to speak out against it. I don't know where each of you stand on issues of government tyranny and the restrictions on preaching true biblical tenets. But I do know too many either agree with what the government is doing or have been intimidated into silence on the most important issues facing America. I see history repeating itself in horrendous terms. I was born shortly after World War II and clearly remember the situation that led to the Holocaust. When Hitler took over Germany, there were somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 churches in that nation. When he started his program against the Jews, there were only 84 pastors who stood up to oppose what he was doing. Most of the 84 were executed outright, and others died in concentration camps.
Those who stood for the Bible and the values of God were martyred for their beliefs. Sadly, all of those who should have led the charge against Hitler's tyranny sat on the sidelines to save their own skins and denied their calling for their own safety. This is not God's idea of a shepherd, at least not to my understanding. I see this happening again in America today, and I wonder why the leaders of the Christian community are silent. Pastor John Hagee of San Antonio and Robert Jeffries of Dallas are a couple of the more outspoken critics of what is happening, but I know of very few others who are standing for true Christianity. It seems very few other clergy members have the courage to defy the perversion of the First Amendment and are willing to exercise the most important freedom guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States of America. I realize I only attend one church, but I see and have contact with thousands of people through the internet, and my impression is that I am on the button with my comments. Brothers and sisters, why aren't more men of God standing up against this tyranny? We know no woman is going to stand up against the government, which is another reason why I am personally going along with the fact that in the Old Testament, Moses said, let the Lord put a man over the congregation. Over in the New Testament, where the Apostle Paul said, I suffer a woman not to teach, but to be in silence and not to usurp authority over a man. So I'm standing on those, regardless to what anyone else say or think. I'm going to stand on those because I know we just can't throw them aside. Yes, God will still use a woman. Don't get me wrong. We all exercise the fruits of the Spirit. But we do not. There are guidelines. And we need to be standing by them. So women do not rebuke a man in their church. So now how are they going to speak out against the government, especially here in America when most churches are under the 501c3 and have paid and mandated by the government not to speak and preach against the government, rally against the government, form protest against the government, or they will take their tax-exempt status, list them as a civil criminal, you know. And this letter that I received, later on it goes to tell that the IRS has never took anyone 501c3 status. That's a lie from the pits of hell right here in Indiana. They stripped this church because this pastor was preaching against sodomy and gambling, and they took the pastor, got pictures all on the internet, took the pastor away, chained to a gurney, seized the church, seized everybody that was on the board of the church, all their assets, all the pastor's assets and everything. Now, don't get me wrong, since then the pastor has recouped, but don't tell me the IRS hasn't ever done this. Brothers and sisters, you have to be careful because it started out, this particular letter started out with truth, but then it went the wrong way. Now, after the break, we're going to discuss something further. Brother Bill, you got anything you want to share with our listeners?
Just listening, brother. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh. I know what that means. Okay, but my brothers and sisters, listen. Guys, I love you all. And believe me, all of us are part of the body. All of us have got a job to do. You know, I'm telling you, if you are no more than a fingernail in the body, trust me, lose a fingernail. And see, don't you miss that son of a gun. See, don't your hand just don't operate the same any longer, missing that fingernail. Brothers and sisters, we all have to do our part. The head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. That's what the Word of God teaches, and that's the way it's going to be. There's nothing going to change that, nothing. You know, God is not going to change. This is the way he set it up. Hey, he said it, I believe it, that's the end of it. Because I'm trying to please my Creator. Brothers and sisters, if we're not trying to please our Creator and only trying to please ourselves, then we're messing up. And believe me, if you look out the window, doing it our way is not working. It's not working. We've already failed, brothers and sisters. We're killing up kids. The ones that aren't being killed are the ones that look should have been killed, many of them. Because they are all out, oh my goodness, they have no morals, no standards, no ethics. You know, they're totally against parents, anything that is normal. They got to do everything to jump into their mind. Oh, my God, what a way to live. No restraint. Every man doing what is right in his own eyes. Brothers and sisters, we can't travel down this path. That's our path, my brothers and sisters. We won't have a chance. Because, you know, don't think that just because, I love the Lord, this. Brothers and sisters, we are all still going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Still, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Why? So everyone can get what he deserves, whether it be bad or whether it be good. And Jesus ain't going to change, my brothers and sisters. As a matter of fact, if it was me, I would be even more so offended with you. You mean to tell me that my Father loved you so much after creating you and giving you a world and everything, sent me down to die for you, and you still didn't listen at him? Brothers and sisters, I think that, you know, I would be pretty hot under the collar if it was me. Luckily, Christ isn't me. But brothers and sisters, from the way that the Lord was on the face of this earth, he was all about his Father. Everything was about the Father. Everything come out his mouth was about the Father. The Father, the Father, the Father. Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up. We need to wake up, brothers and sisters, before it's too late. Because it's going to be too late real quick. Amen? Amen. I'm trying to make heaven my home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. But come on, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It's the
sweetest
name. I love the name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it.
It's the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm
more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available, committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oils that are available in today's marketplace. Pamper yourself or someone special in your life, give the gift of beautiful, glowing skin. ESPBotanicals.com. Thank you so much for supporting us at Freedomizer Radio.
Hi, this is Mary Lou Van Houten, co-host and producer of Gats and Rising on FreedomizerRadio.com. Join host Libby Gadsden and me every Monday through Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk with cutting-edge guests about the truth of a variety of topics. We are 100% free speech. Gadsden Rising on Freedomizer Radio, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, Freedomizer. This is JC from the Sports Lounge. Join us for 3 hours on Saturdays as we take a break from politics to discuss sports at freedomizerradio.com. Come and join us each Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Lindsay Williams on Freedomizer Radio.
Proof Negative, I love the title that you use on your radio. I've thought about it ever since we talked on off of the air the other day, and I'd say that's an excellent title for a talk show host.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Rob Nellen Live is a show exposing the fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and freedom. A plethora of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media, the New World Order, and hopefully you. Listen to Rob Nellen Live Sundays between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Praise the Lord, and we're back. All right, brothers and sisters, give us a call here in the studio at 347-324-3704. Once again, our number here is 347-324-3704. Chime in with us. Let us hear your opinion, what you think. Ask questions, submit a prayer request. You know, we're here for you guys, and, you know, we're honored that you are there for us as well. All of you listening live, God bless you. We love each and every one of you. Those of you who are listening to the archives, may the Lord continue to bless you and draw you closer to Him as well. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And just call in and press 1. That'll let me know that you want to talk, and we'll get you on there. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, the next thing that we wanted to address here is this myth about separation of church and state. You know, I mean,
I really don't know how that came about or anything. Do you have any clue, Brother Sullivan?
Well, can you hear me, brother?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, the only time that was used was in a letter from Thomas Jefferson to...
Exactly! You know, how do people think that's in the Constitution?
But I want to say something that I think we should be very cognizant of. And I'm gonna say this to you and your audience. I was talking to Brother Kenneth the other day, and I shared some information with him. He called me, picked up the phone, and kind enough to call me and said, "Brother, here is something that you need to take a look at, because there ain't no reason to use this sort of wording, because it may be offensive unnecessarily." So now on Worldwide Radio, I'm going to say this to my brother.
No. I said we already offending them. Let's call them names.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's still wording. It's wording. Wasn't necessarily get all the way deep down in it, but I want to say this to you. When we said that there is no separation of church and state, that might be unnecessarily picking a fight. I know exactly what you're talking about when you say that, because it's not anywhere in our Constitution what people call separation of church and state. What people call separation of church and state is that the idea that anything having to do with church cannot be in any public square, and anything having to do with politics or any of those things. So they're using that against the churches to say, keep your mouth shut when it comes to anything having to do with politics, the Constitution, or government. It's nowhere,
right,
and it's the farthest thing away from the truth. But now, there is a concept in the Constitution that basically tells government, and this is what Thomas Jefferson was talking about, that basically tells Thomas Jefferson was talking about government to keep their hands off religion, that government has no power to tell anyone what they can do or can't do and put that in law as it relates to religion. And this is what people call separation. Now, this is very important. This is what Jefferson was talking about. It's two different things. So if I approach people and say there's no such thing as separation of church and state, the first thing they would think is I'm trying to go back into the ancient time when the church was the state and put those two together. And I tell you, brother, if something like that happened again, I believe it's going to happen again. If something like that happened again, that's one of the worst states you can be in, because at least with government, when government has total control and including your heart and claiming they got it from God, that's very bad. So there is a principle, but that principle is that government should stay away from matters that have to do with religion. No, it's not their responsibility to try to determine who is God, what God said. That's for the people to do individually. So there's a principle there, but it's not the one that people are making today. The one that people are making today, you are absolutely right. They're saying, Brother Kenneth, you have no business speaking about anything have to do with government. If you do, we're going to tax you. That is illegal. That is against our Constitution. And my brother, I think there's a group of churches that's testing that now and challenging the IRS, saying, hey, we're doing it. What are you going to do about it?
Well, they should have been doing it, because they should have never signed those bylaws that took the sovereignty from Christ and gave it to the government in the first place.
You're absolutely right.
Let me bring it. We got another caller calling in here.
I'm not going to hold on. My dog's going crazy, so I better pull back for a second.
Okay, I'll mute you for a minute.
Woof. I know what it's feeling.
Brother Larry.
My dog goes crazy too. How you doing, Ken? Hey, man. Yeah, all this separation of church and state, as far as the government having control, that's communist. That's straight out of the Communist Manifesto. And all this,
it's
got its foothold with the Progressive Party, which is a fancy word for communist. back during the days of Teddy Roosevelt and all this other garbage. But yeah, originally it was totally the opposite. It was, no, the government's not going to tell you how to be with your religion. And Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry as well were against all that because they had just gotten away from a tyrannical government that told you, well, you have to be part of the Anglican Church. American version is the Episcopalian Church. And Jefferson was dead set against all that. And he also was beyond just a deist, by the way. Some people think he wasn't a Christian. He loved Jesus so much that he took the Bible and took everything Jesus said and made his own little Bible. But anyway, I'm digressing.
Right. I know this. You told me that before. I remember that. Anyway, yeah. let me read this to you. This is part of the letter that came across my desk. The myth of separation of church and state. The word separation of church and state don't appear in any official government document authorized by the founding fathers. This concept and these particular words were invented by an ACLU attorney named Leo Pfeiffer in 1947 in the Supreme Court case of Everson versus Board of Education of Ewing Township. That liberal Supreme Court imposed it on the nation by a 5-4 vote. The ACLU and other anti-Christian organizations and individuals has used it to harass Christians ever since. It is also used by evolutionists to try and keep a explanation of origins out of public schools. Many young people today are not aware of the fact that this concept is an ACLU invention and that it is the extreme opposite of what our founding fathers actually intended.
Right.
In other words, there
is... Time out. Check this out. Dude, listen.
I was almost too. I only had two more lines.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, because you're busy. But go ahead. Sorry. There's more to it than what meets the eye. Go ahead and finish, and then I'll tell you.
But that's always the case.
Okay.
You know, they wanted to get
it on the... there's stuff down the rabbit hole, man. Check this out. 1920s, when the ACLU started, two guys that started it were communists, okay? This is a fact. They were card-carrying communists. Number two, the judge on that particular case you're talking about,
uh-huh,
he was big-time KKK, and this was a big-time slap at the Catholics.
Mm.
Okay? And it was all part of this weird anti-God stuff. But, yeah, you go down the rabbit hole on this, and there's way more than what meets the eye. It just blow your mind. But maybe not. Maybe it's something that wouldn't blow your mind. You just say, well, that's part of the course. That figures. Okay. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me any. So how is critical community coming?
Doing pretty good. By the way, if I can real quick, Tessa, hello, heard your show. Not bad. Pretty good, actually. Hope you do more. Okay. Junior's mom and Red Pill and Hans, how y'all doing? Just wanted to give a shout out. As far as critical immunity, it's really doing good. Renee is doing really good on doing the opening of the show and doing a monologue with news, health news, and stuff like that. And then I come in and give my $125 worth. Inflation, you know. The dollars become worth less, so I have to do more, you know.
Yeah.
So it used to be 2 cents, but with inflation, it's $125 now, so...
Okay, but it all amounts to about 2 cents. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, roughly. You know, if you adjust for inflation, you know, if I'm lucky, it's a... But anyway, where'd your gift go? He disappeared on us.
No,
I talked to him once before when he was on your show, I think.
Yeah,
he's
probably seeing his dogs. You know how some of you all feel about y'all pets.
Well, with Nessie, I just tell her to be quiet. Then, unless there's a burglar or something, then she's not going to be quiet. Then
okay, am I
back? Somebody's leg off. You're back.
Sir,
welcome back.
You're
okay. I'm sorry, that's your job.
I got the tail end of something there. I was asked
a
question, I believe. I caught the tail end of it.
Okay.
Well,
nope,
actually, it wasn't a question. I was just making a statement about where all this stuff got its roots from. With the Teddy Roosevelt Progressive Party, and well, actually, he came in after the Progressive Party got started, and it was a communist party, actually, with Frederick Engels and Karl Marx theories and all this other stuff. It started a long time ago, but this was Jefferson was mainly against the Anglican Church and the Episcopalian Church being in control of the government, telling people what religion they had to believe in. And, you know, ACLU getting their start with the Communist Party in 1920s and all that. But anyway, Ken, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay, just with me driving down the road, sometimes I don't know if I lose signal or not. But go ahead,
but,
take it away. It's your show.
All right. Well, brothers, you know, it's very important that we know the truth. See, and these things, you know, although you people may consider it political in nature, it's still biblical at its core. Everything is biblical at its core. You can't get God out of nothing. You know, whatever you come up with is biblical at its core. So, you know, all of these things, exactly, all of these things affect us as the body of Christ. And, you know, these things need to be addressed. And I implore all of you who are under the calling, have the yoke, the light burden, whatever you want to call it, that is supposed to be leading God's people, you need to be telling them the truth where we can stand, because too many people, as Chuck Colson say, are being shoved into this spiral of silence, and it's getting us more and more further down the rabbit hole, so we don't say anything. Brothers, we have to wake up. Brother Larry, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, I appreciate it. By the way, think about this.
Hey, Critical Immunity is
Union,
on what time?
10:30 Pacific, 11:30 Mountain, 12:30 Central, and 1:30 Eastern. Think about this. The ACLU is totally demonic. They always are. If they're ever on the side of a so-called Christian church, you better go down that rabbit hole and see why, because it's never really to do the right thing. There's always an ulterior motive with the ACLU, and it's never for we the people, okay? It's always for the undermining of the societal stability of this country. But anyway, thanks for letting me do the shout-out. God bless
always,
y'all.
Always, my brother.
Keep the faith. Keep the fight up. Fight the man. Fight the power. Because the man and the power, man, are really evil. But God bless y'all.
God bless you too, Brother Larry.
But Brother Kenneth, wasn't it the prophet Amos that one of the kings of the Ten Nation tribes told him, you know, you can go and prophesy somewhere else, but you can't prophesy at Bethel because it's the king's court, you know, and it's the and you can just flee and prophesy somewhere else. And
exactly.
This is pretty much what some of the people in government is trying to tell the churches today, particularly this administration. They met with a lot of churches, particularly black churches. And black churches can have a huge effect. And I'm not saying they didn't meet with other churches, but they met with a lot of black leaders. I think some of it had to do with E.W. Jackson. They wanted to let them know, hey, you're going to get into trouble if you get into politics. That is not the business of the government. God's people, God's prophets, has always spoken about how the leaders of the country was leading their people, particularly when they're leading them in error. And this is what
exactly.
They're not doing today.
And we've got to do that, my brothers. And I'm telling you now, stand up. You want to be men of God, be men first, and do what you were called to do. Then you will be taken as a man of God. But if you're not a man and you can't stand up, and everything that you're talking about has to do with making sure you are better off, then you're a charlatan. You're a fraud. That's right. I said it. You're a fraud. nothing but a hireling. And soon as the wolf come, Obama and them come, you run and you turn tail and you join him against the people of God. There will be hell to pay, literally. Let's stand up and do the right thing. Brother, as always, it's an honor. We're doing tomorrow part four of In Our Image, Why Man Exists. And it's going to be real good, brothers and sisters. I think this is my favorite part coming up here now. Because I got to be honest. I listen at it. if it was on, it'd be woe out by now. Because I'll turn it on and go to sleep too. I sure will go to sleep listening to it. So believe me, it's going to be real good. I encourage you guys to be here tomorrow to hear Brother Sullivan's part four of the dramatization. And
by the way, brother,
Why Man Exists.
By the way, I know people who have downloaded it and put it on CD so they can take it around with them in their car and play it.
Amen.
You can play it on any and just about any device. So I guess this is not like the old days. So, but it sure plays a whole lot better on a stereo than it does a little iPod, in my estimation.
Oh yeah. You ought to hear it coming out of my system.
Wow.
Well, you know, that was my training. You know, I wasn't into software. I was into the hardware of the computer.
Yeah.
That's what I went to school for. And my stereo is hooked into my computer.
Wow.
So when I play it, oh, man, I got digital surround sound.
Oh, I imagine those special effects just come out.
Ooh, I just enjoy it, trust me. Brother Bill, so we look forward to tomorrow and chapter four, my brothers and sisters, In Our Image, Why Man Exists.
If I got Brother 10 Sullivan, seconds, I would like to say this. Inside this audio drama, it explains a lot of mysteries, including UFOs. So you might want to listen at some things that the Bible has to say about these.
Amen. Tomorrow on the Sound Doctor and Christian Ministries program, Sunday edition, In Our Image, Why Man Exists. Thank you for joining us today, Brother Sutherland. I don't know if we were going to... I don't know if we're going to be able to keep going. I don't see Dr. Prepper yet. He's always told me to cover for him. So, nope, there he is. Talk him up. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow. God bless everyone. We love you. Stay focused. Stay prayerful.
God bless you.
Stay in the word and the will of God. Peace to your homes.
On the air, everywhere, it's the Dr. Prepper Show with number one best-selling preparedness author, James Talmadge Stevens. On this show, you'll learn more in an hour than some people learn in a year. As the economic and political climate in the United States continues to deteriorate, now more than ever, it pays to be prepared. Get a friend, grab a chair, sit back, and please give a warm welcome to your host, Dr. Prepper.
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Prepper, a little hoarse, gone through this cataclysmic allergy season here in South Texas, where the cedar, it's called cedar fever, actually it comes off of one of the local species of a cedar, and it's really bad. It's really fine, and every year it's getting better. It's after 20 years, I'm getting more used to it. But I really think it's the dust blowing off of the illicit weed that's growing up in the hills, and it's always growing up in these hills around here. So it's kind of like North Carolina, where there's moon shining every night. I think I'm talking about the full moon, like this week. The interesting thing is that today I'd like to report back to you. Oh, welcome you all to the Dr. Prepper Show. Today we'll be talking about a number of things. I had a couple of emails, actually several, but they were distilled to a couple of subjects. And to tell you about a visit I made to one of the LDS canneries, the one here in San Antonio, this week, to learn a little more about that because someone brought it up on the show. And so I went to the Yellow Pages, looked it up, called up, got an appointment, and went over. I'll tell you about that. As far as I know, for the rest of the month, I know of no shows that are being held throughout the country. The last one was last weekend, the weekend of the 19th. It was the Florida Preparedness Expo down in Volusia County. And I talked to Cindy Thompson. She called me Thursday to get on, because she gets on the show and tells what's going on. And I invite all of you who may know of a show, send me an email to doctorprepper.com. If you know of an event that's happening in your area or anywhere, just send me an email to doc@drprepper.com, and tell me about it. Give me a link to it if you can. But if you tell me about it, I'll probably be able to find it on the internet. I don't have any more listed for this month. I will tell you that Thursday noon CST, Central Standard Time, is when I do my live program over, and this is a live program, by the way. I do a live program on the Preparedness Radio Network, which is my home network, and I'll be interviewing Karen Hood of Hood's Woods. Ron died 7 years ago. I knew Ron for many years, and interestingly, his wife, who has taken over the business, is doing a fantastic job. She was partner and always part of the business, the much better looking part. And I will tell you that she's going to be on, and she was our number one interview last year on our station, or that's during 2012, on the Preparedness Radio Network. And then the following week, I'll be interviewing Jim Cobb, who's an author of How to Protect Your Home and How to Defend Your Home in Case of a Problem. And he'll be on the 7th. And then on the 14th, I'll be interviewing George Ure, who is a fantastic – he was number one last year, and he – and Gay Backdoor Survivalist, that's her blog, will be on. So we've got a good lineup for the next few weeks. That's at noon Central Standard Time. But you can catch it anytime by going to blogtalkradio.com/ Dr. Prepper, and it'll bring up the Preparedness Radio Network. And it's really exciting because you can go into the archives and listen to anything you want, anytime you want, through your iPad, your iPod, your tablet, even your telephone. You can call in on Skype and listen to it through your computer, any way you want. And really, it's amazing how much information. We have 25 show hosts. Now, I'm not being disloyal to Freedomizer, but they're bringing you this information so you know how you can find out more information. We are not a competitor of Freedomizer. We support wholly the things they do. We just don't do those things. We are strictly preparedness-oriented. We don't allow discussions of politics and political theories and political conspiracies, and we stay away from religion and all the other kinds of things. And we just discussed how to become prepared. And the archives now are 3.5 years deep and
what?
Lots of shows. Yeah, 3.5 years since March. Since March of 2009. Hey, 4 years. Give me 2 months. So I've been
praise
doing this a long time.
that's a blessing, brother.
Well, we have been blessed. People, listen, I get tickled every time. I don't know who wrote that intro. I've asked them to change it, and they just – I guess they must have a very low budget because they don't seem to ever want to make a change. And I laugh, and they'll say, you can learn more in an hour. And I'm thinking, yeah, if you listen, because most people just don't listen. It's really – and then do something. Take action. And, you know, today you have a live audience. They give me a hard time, and I always love that. That means they're awake, alive, and alert. And so it's kind of fun knowing that the people out there and have a lot, and your crowd is growing, which is tremendous. I'm glad to see that, or maybe I'm glad to see more people, and hope they'll ask some questions. And if obviously it's hard for me to watch the movement in the chat, you know, the action in the chat room, and stay cogent because I'm not a very good poly processor, at least in these things. That's why I have a producer on my show. I make sure that they're there to keep my back and protect it. But there's no big expos coming up. There's not a lot going on that I know of at this point in February. March, it comes alive again. In St. Clair, Missouri, on the 8th of March, there's a big two-day show, a three-day show, actually. It's free parking, free entry, and 110 indoor booths, 40 outdoor booths, and it is called the Truth and the Outdoors.com. truthintheoutdoors.com, St. Clair. And then on the 9th, there's a Prepper Fest in Arizona. Prepper Fest Arizona is called, at the Pioneer Village on the 9th and March 9th and 10th. And Tony Tangalos is running that. That's Tony. Just go to Prepper Fest AZ. PrepperFestAZ.com, and you'll find it. You can find any of this by just plugging into your browser, whichever one you use. Preparedness events, survivalist events, expos, preparedness expos, just those kinds of names, those kinds of entries will find you all kind of information. And there are lots of little things that are local CERT organizations, fire departments, Boy Scout troops, church groups, and others. There are all kinds of 3- and 4- and 5-hour venues on Saturday throughout the country. I just don't get them all, but if you send it to me, I will certainly mention them. And then on the 16th, the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo in Nashville. It's a big one, and that's the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo. It's going to be a big deal. Some professionals putting that on. And then the next week after that is the, and on the 23rd, is the Idaho Preparedness Expo up there in Boise, Idaho. So a lot going on in March. February seems to be a little more laid back. People probably getting ready. Just haven't heard yet. So if you know anything, please send it in to me at doc@drprepper.com. doc@drprepper.com. And then coming up in April, of course, is the big Get Prepared Expo by Vince Finelli up in Springfield, Missouri. Always a great event. He does two a year. And so there's some things coming up. I think it's going to be a big year for preparedness. There's another back in May. There are two more, one in San Diego, one in Dothan, Alabama. And moving on, even the Mother's Earth News is putting on 4 shows this year. So be aware that lots of things happening and will be throughout the year. From what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing and from what people are feeding back to me, there's a lot of concern. Boy, was that nicely said. There's a lot of concern about the future of our economy, of our politics, of our fiscal and financial situations. We just want to get into the moral part of our government and also the things that we're seeing happening as the economy is being marginalized by. Do you notice how little attention we pay to the serious stuff while everybody's fighting over the gun thing? The distractions that that are thrown up before us take our attention away from the important things. As they eat away, our freedoms are being eroded as we worry about things that come up in the press. It's almost like there's a conspiracy. I don't know enough about it, but it just seems that there are things going on that we have no control over. And when we take our eye off the ball, they call strikes. And I think that's kind of where we are today as citizens, is that we're being distracted by the clowns, and we're missing what's going on, you know, in the back rooms, in the smoky back rooms, they call it, smoke-filled back rooms. I am concerned about the thing. I have been trying to buy some bullets. Okay, ammo, whatever you want to call it, because I use them up in target practice in order to increase and keep my skills. I have to work at it like everybody else. And everywhere I go, every website says, out of stock. You go in a store, they say, we're out of stock, or the prices have doubled and tripled. Walmart quit carrying them. I don't understand that. Walmart has more money than the federal government. And for whatever reason, they decided, there was an announcement that they were not going to buy any new ammo. They were going to ship what they had in the warehouse. Well, that must have lasted a day, because I've been in 3 or 4 of the Walmarts in my area as I go different ways. There's this, from where I go, no matter which direction I go, there's within 5 or 6 miles, there is at least one Walmart on the road to where I'm going. And it's really, none of them have any ammunition, unless you happen to shoot some weird import from Siberia that only made two copies of or something like that.
Well, you've got a caller.
Well, let's talk.
All right.
Area code 915, you're on the air. Again.
Oh, crying out loud. Ken, if you can't recognize my phone number by now,
I said again.
Again. Okay, all right. Well, all right, then you recognize it. James, my friend, how you doing, man?
I'm Larry. Tremendous today. Larry, good to hear from you.
James, why
what's
don't
going
you
up in
like
your, what's
RCBS
going on in your neck of the woods?
Stage?
Sorry, go ahead.
Why don't you get a single-stage RCBS press and just make your own?
Well, you know, that's not the business I'm in.
I know, but...
first of all, it scares my wife to death to even think of a bullet. And yet, in the marriage, to her came this 32 five-shot Saturday night special. Where'd you get this? I don't know. She had five rounds of ammunition. Not in the chamber, when I found it in the bottom of a boot, and I thought, where did this come from? And she says, I don't know. But, boy, I was able to buy a little, a couple of boxes of that because it's a very rare, 32 is fairly, fairly rare.
Yeah,
I mean,
people don't really use it. Yeah, there is a 32 Magnum, too, but,
Yeah, I doubt, and again, if it's smokeless, it'll burn up my, this weapon is old. This is a, built in, back in 1922. I've been researching it on the internet. It's given me something to do in my spare time, if I have any, is kind of look up things. It's been fun. I have been amused by the people who say that that bullets or ammo or guns are more important in their stories than anything else because they can go get food with a gun. And I'm thinking they must not understand that any reasonable person who takes the time and energy to store food and to protect his family, is not going to stand there idly and not be unprepared to have to deal with the idiots who would come and take it away from them. I don't know what kind of think that's thinking like the opposition or thinking like the government. They think they're the only ones with a brain or with a plan. And I'm sure a person would be mighty surprised to come find out that I was a marksman in the military before I became a medic. I qualified as a marksman. And of course, I was raised on a farm. I shot squirrels and rabbits and other animals, groundhogs and other things. I don't keep them from eating our crops for years. So I was a pretty good plinker. And for them to think that they're going to walk in and steal my stuff, they've got another thought coming. And I don't know why they would be so naive as to think that you and I are going to let people take. Or the government, by the way, they can make all the rules they want about taking my food, but, you know, that would be like me saying, well, if I need something, I'll just go steal it from the government. I'm tired of that attitude that they can come and take anything they want. I spend my whole life, and as long as I don't do it, they're going to make me dishonest by decree.
Well, look at the IRS. They've gotten into the knack of, taking things that don't even belong to them. I work my butt off, and then they want money from my wages that I worked for. And the IRS is nothing but a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve. But anyway, look at it this way. Those people that come in, I don't look forward to having to defend myself and take a life, but if you do have to do that, you wind up having an extra gun that you can use to barter with, ammunition you can barter with,
I don't see that as a big barter item for me. It may be. I see food as the new economy, as the basis for the new economy. What is food worth when you can't buy food because it's not on the shelf? I mean, this is worst case scenario. But if there's none available, then what's the value of your larder? The stuff you put away, all that freeze-dried food. No matter what it costs today, what will it be worth then?
Yeah, when there's no food in the shelves of the stores, and people that grow their own food are going to be the new wealthy, as far as the peasantry, so to speak. That's why I started looking at getting a lot of different kinds of seeds to store up. And I tell people to, do that, and not just, a few little garden plants. Get a good variety, Some people don't really want to do what I do and go all over the internet doing a search for different things, so they buy seed banks, which that's okay, you know. But, you know, I do a lot of different stuff and buy like 5 or 6 different kinds of beets, and 20 kinds of tomatoes and carrots and everything else. Have you ever seen purple commit carrots?
No.
They're
only when they were rotting.
Well, no, that's not a good sign. They're, okay, James. No, they're not supposed to. Yeah. No, there's a purple carrot called a black knight. Okay.
Interesting.
And it, and the more purple they get, the more higher in vitamin A.
Okay.
You ought to check them out. They're pretty cool. Now, you might be a little bit too far south to grow them, except for maybe in the wintertime. And your soil might be too alkaline, too. You'd have to add some peat moss to drop the soil's pH down a little bit, you know, because you're probably up around 8, 9 in your pH in your soil. But anyway,
it's pretty bad.
It's really, really a cool carrot when you can find them. They're hard to find, but I just thought I'd bring that up. Also, purple potatoes. Have you ever seen those?
Yes, I have. I've seen purple potatoes.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. But anyway, I'm taking away.
I don't deal.
Go ahead, yeah.
Let me tell you what we do so you understand our garden. Our garden is grown in guttering. We go to Lowe's or Home Depot and we buy the 10-foot piece of gutter, plastic. We get the ends and we tap them and put a connector for a hose. And so we stack them up, tilt them slightly to one side on one level, to the opposite side on the other, and put them on a little staircase, so to speak, a riser. And we're able to grow and we fill the, now we're talking about a minor grade, just enough so the water will flow. We pump, so with a small fish tank type pump, we pump the water up to the top level. It circulates down, gravity fed, gravity driven, and gets back in the bucket, and we just repeat that twice a day. And we grow stuff you won't believe. If you want to see some of the results, go to CoachCarter.com. Coach Carter is up in Marlin, Texas, outside Waco. And he uses our system there. And then he transplanted into his garden, which is basically a school ground. He took an old school and converted it to a special school for children at risk, he calls them, youth at risk. And he's taken a school ground that kids played on for 50 years, turned it over once, filled the, plowed it, furrowed it, put zeolite in the bottom, just plain zeolite, for the roots, and transplanted the seeds from the zeolite in the troughs, in the guttering, and you should see the plants. And every Saturday, he has open pick, he calls it, or has some name for it. And people in the community come down and get free food. You should see that. But it's CoachCarter.com. He's Coach Carter, the one that did the movie. Coach Carter, if you remember that, if you ever saw it. A lot of people have. So CoachCarter.com, it shows off, and he uses our system. And he has some tremendous thing. I don't do it anymore. I don't have time to mess with it. We got it working, and we used it several years. It's my fallback. We can do 3 crops a year here. I just don't have time to mess with it right now because I'm writing, and I got another business that's tearing me, and I'm doing some volunteer work on 2 days a week because as I always said, if I make it to 70, I'm gonna give time back. You know, to my church because they gave me the faith to get this far, and it's been a very it's something I've done for the last 2 years, and now they've asked me to run it. But this week I had the opportunity of visiting with people had talked, had asked questions on the internet about or sent me email asking about had I ever did they know that you could go to the LDS cannery. And I found out there are about 120 some of them in the United States, and there is one in San Antonio. So I found out about it, found and went over, you know, made an appointment, went over, talked to them, and canned some food. You can take your own bulk stuff in, and they'll allow you to can it within guidelines. You can't, you know, there's some things you can't that you shouldn't be can't dry packing, and this is all dry packing, no wet pack. It's all dry, and they will. You buy the cans at cost, the lids, and the, what do you call it, the dry pack that you put inside the little airless. And you
wait, hold on. You're lost me. Question. You say dry pack. So you're like, you're not canning beans and things like that in a pressure cooker.
No, no. This is all dehydrated products. So it's dry pack.
So they you have to take the dehydrated stuff.
No, you don't. No, they have it. I happen to take some stuff. They have a limited supply. You can go to, you can go get green beans. It's a very limited, you can get sugar, red wheat, white wheat, whole kernels. They also have I was trying to think.
What about organic?
It's not. It is what it is. It's raised on their. They don't get into that kind of. It is just the best. These crops are grown by their members back in Utah, Idaho, Montana, and I found out here in San Antonio, they grow all the peanuts down south in Pearsall, which is about 75 miles south of here. They have a farm. They grow peanuts. Those peanuts are put into a co-op over in Houston in a warehouse that keeps them so they don't go rancid, keeps them temperature protected. And then they have a peanut butter factory in Houston that volunteers runs. It runs every 2 weeks. They run it for 72 hours. Volunteers go in round the clock. Once you start a peanut butter machine, you cannot turn it off until you're through. And you're through when you run peanut oil behind the flow of the peanut butter. And so once you start, they take the peanuts and they roast them and everything else right there, and they have a little peanut butter factory as part of their dry pack cannery, and it's a wet pack of course, but it's amazing, and they make peanut butter for the entire church welfare plan, they call it. And for those 120 locations, plus the huge location in Salt Lake City. And that stuff is given, sent to different countries when there are, through the Catholic Charities, I may say. Catholic Charities has the best distribution system worldwide. And so the eldest people provide food and stuff like that, and clothing, et cetera, from their collection system. And they provide food, peanut butter, from the stuff that's from that one peanut growing organization that's owned by people who belong to the LDS Church in San Antonio. It's amazing. It's all volunteer. Nobody gets paid for anything. They do hire a person to run the farm and use the equipment and stuff like that. But they go down on Saturdays. Families go down and pick weeds and gather rocks. I mean, it's really a volunteer thing, and it's sold at cost. It's sold at cost. Yeah. There are no markups of any kind. It's really interesting. People are asking about it. Now they've improved it because obviously non-LDS people don't know about it. So what they've done is you can go to providentliving.org. providentliving.org, and there you can actually buy. You don't have to go to a cannery anymore. The church is used. They're producing the product. They used to have wet pack. They did tomato juice and tomato soup and all kinds of things that they have in what they call the other side, their food bank. The LDS food bank is called Bishop's Storehouse. There are no cash registers. I went into it. There are no cash registers. You can't buy anything in there. You can only get it if your pastor gives you a form that has a limit, and they'll give you a 2-week supply for your family. There's no charge at all.
Cool. All right. And hey, do you plan on doing any of the gun shows in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Actually, my partner's going to be there this weekend for something. I'm not sure what. We talked about it. He's on his way to San Diego tomorrow. Spend a few days there for a big show. And we are not doing shows this year like we did last because we have so many distributors now. They get the space, and we go and teach them. So instead of putting up our booth, going there, and we go and support the people who are already selling our products. There is a show coming up in Dallas. I don't know the date. As I was saying up front, I don't have all the dates. I haven't heard them yet. I believe the Self-Reliance Expo will probably be in Dallas. I don't know for sure.
Yeah,
I haven't
that'll be in Market Hall.
Typically, they stay away from the big shows because One, the drayage, getting in and out, is sometimes is union. That gets really expensive for vendors who don't have that kind of money. And last time I think they were out in on the east side. I'm having one of those brain
also,
problems. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, but they will. There'll be somewhere.
You're talking about, you're talking about Mesquite. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever go on Vince Vanelli's show?
I'm going to Vince Vanelli's show. Yeah, it's a great show. And we have several distributors there.
I listen to him on another channel, but that's another story.
Yeah.
He has his own radio program. I like Vince.
He does. Right there in the Dallas area. He's on two different I've interviewed him several times. He's interviewed me a couple of times. Vince is a good man. He does a great show. If you can get to Springfield, Missouri, it's worth the drive.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives up in Missouri on a little farm, ranch, whatever you want to call it. It's not so
he
little.
Does. Yeah,
bigger
he lives,
than mine.
He lives
that's
the
Archer.
He lives the life. But he does a great show.
Does.
And he does two a year. He does one in the spring, one in the fall. It's our best show. Actually, he also has 20% of it is gun show. And he does a good mix show. Most big shows don't work very well. Because gun enthusiasts are a different breed of people from a typical prepper. The people who go to a gun show are committed. You know, they're more survivalist than preppers.
I like guns, but I also prep. I mean, my prepping is, but I guess I'm kind of multifaceted in that aspect, but.
Well,
I know a lot of people that are like that.
Yeah, there are several terms that describe those who prepare. There's think of an umbrella, and the umbrella, the top of it, the part that keeps the water off it, might be called preparedness. But and that's the general protection. It's the overarching protection for us, or the name for it. It's the canopy. But the ribs that hold it up are prepping, which is most people consider beginners or just getting into it. They could be very, very you can be a professional prepper, but typically prepping is getting started. Within prepperdom there is newbies and old goats, and they've got a lot of names for them. A lot of emotional stuff, but we just go along with prepping. And yet it's all prepping. Preparedness is prepping. And then there are those who are trying to be self-reliant. And then there are those who are survivalists. Well, we all are survivalists. Most of us would kill to stay alive.
One question more. The zeolite, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that, the smaller particles of zeolite, do they do, like, diatomaceous earth and cut at the exoskeleton of insects, or is that not really a...
You'd have to grind it really fine, but it's even more effective.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook.
That was weird.
That was a hard break. Minister Ken, do we need to take a break so we can, and then we can come back and answer these questions so you can pay for the beans?
Yes, sir.
All right, why don't we break for just a moment? This is the Dr. Prepper cooking show on Freedomizer Radio on a Saturday. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll continue with Larry answering some questions. Dr. Prepper, give us just a few moments.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solovay. And Solovay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer, for as long as they have Solovay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solovay. You sign up enough people, and Solovay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to solovay.com/freedomizer. That's Solovay, S-O-L-A-V-E-I
freedomizerradio.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, solave.com/freedomizer.
We are so pleased to announce ESP Botanicals is now sponsoring Freedomizer Radio. They have a bath and body line of products made for keeping your skin beautiful and healthy, but it's also for psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, and dermatitis treatment. They are meticulously prepared skincare products made from the best botanicals available. Committed to buying only from the growers when they can and using the highest quality cold-pressed oils, botanical organic additives, the best steam-expressed essential oils, and the least processed carrier oil.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron with Ron's Media Maker. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. Always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Hey, all you lads and lassies out there. Come listen to The Sandbox every Sunday night at 9 to 10 p.m.
No,
Eastern Standard.
9 to 10:30 p.m.
Oh. Every Sunday night at 9:30.
No, at 9 to 10:30 p.m.
At 9 o'clock to 10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, mister, you are so tall. What's your name? Like in the audio drama in our image?
Exactly.
Oh, I love listening to In Our Image on Freedomizer Radio with Sound Doctor Ministry. What kind of name is Halo anyway?
It means bringer of light. And young lady, right now, I want to bring a little light to you. Elohim servant, Emmanuel, trying to tell you something he says is special. My advice to you, don't waste your time.
The ultimate escape me.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Okay, I think we're back now, aren't we, Minister? We must
yeah,
be. Larry, can you hear me? Oh, we're back. We're not much, but we're here. All right, great. Well, thanks. Larry had asked a question. Does the zeolite have the same effect as the diatomaceous earth? No. They're two different products. Diatomaceous earth is a single-cell plant that has calcified, fossilized, if you will. So it stays at once. And that's that. It's like a razor blade. Think of a horse chestnut burr, if you will. It is like shards of glass. What it does is etch the carapace, the exoskeleton, the waxy substance that's on the, if you ever looked at a cockroach, who wants to look at a cockroach that closely? But if you look at their, they have animals with an exoskeleton have a waxy substance on the out, on their carapace, on their hard shell. When that is scratched, they lose their fluids. They don't, it leaks, they dehydrate, they die. And that's a very short period of time for them because it's all such a critical balance. So when diatomaceous earth gets on, it doesn't suck up anything. It's fossilized rock, as it were. And what it does is scratch, and then the atmosphere takes care of the rest. It is not a sponge.
Well, just,
it is a...
Well, right, right.
Now,
so what I was asking
and so let me tell you what,
is...
Let me tell you the
okay.
difference in zeolite,
ahead,
and then you'll understand. I mean, I'm gonna ask you a question, then ask me some more questions. Zeolite are boulders. I mean, it is the stream of a flowing volcano which cools, hardens, cracks. It's rock. It's lava that congeals and turns into rock. And as it flows, it picks up a lot of crapola, the parts and pieces. When we reduce it down to grit, slightly larger than sand you'd find at the seashore, the coarse sand, it is tetrahedral in shape. And the nice thing about zeolite is that it captures its negative charge. Life is positively charged, so negative attracts the positive, or vice versa. And it grabs and holds on to bacteria and virus. And the life of those is very short. As you know, it only takes a few seconds for after a sneeze before everything that sneezed is dead. It's dangerous if it gets onto your live tissue, it can start to multiply. But if it goes in the air, as soon as it cools to a certain temperature, it's no longer effective. Maybe wet, but it's no longer effective. So given that, the zeolite attracts magnetically, if you will, the virus, good, bad, and indifferent, just like the diatomaceous earth. It cannot discriminate. It kills everything it touches by the same principle. And so the nice thing about it is when you ingest zeolite, for example, we pulverize it, put it in a pill, and sell it to clean up your stomach. It'll clean up the good, bad, and indifferent virus in your stomach, but your body's always creating the new stuff. That's what it does with what you put into it, whereas the bad stuff that's gotten into your system can be eliminated that way. So they're two different they both are rock. They both are crushed to make them work because they're deposited. But the single cell diatomaceous earth is totally different from what zeolite can do.
Right. What I was asking, though, is if zeolite can be powderized like diatomaceous earth. And
it can be, yes.
The abrasive like diatomaceous earth is.
It doesn't do the same thing because you can't crush
it. Okay.
Most people can't crush it as small. And remember,
right.
It is 12-sided. So it is, when you break it down a certain part, what happens is, as they crush it, physically, as they crush it, they crush into the cell the powder, and so it's no longer
so
effective.
It's right. You say it's 12-sided, so it's a dodecahedron then?
Tetrahedral?
Dodecahedron.
Yeah. Well, see, I wasn't a math person. I was a speech philosopher. So it's a 12-sided. It's a 12-sided product. A 12-sided.
Geometry. I'm sorry.
Cage.
Yeah.
It's called cage-like. If
yeah.
you look up zeolite, it has tremendous,
right.
tremendous raves about it. But when they crush it really, really finely, they ruin it because they also pack the clay that's in it, clinoptilite. As they crush it, they crush the clay residue into it, and so it's no longer effective. So
right.
what you have to do
now
is
with,
find the very, very low clay, and there's very little of it.
Right. Now, you can eat diatomaceous earth, and it won't hurt you because we don't have
that's correct. You can ingest it, except by breathing.
Yeah.
You can ingest it,
yeah.
and it will
yeah.
clean up. It will clean up bugs. It will literally clean bugs out of your system.
Oh yeah,
like the big
earthworms
worms.
Can eat diatomaceous
get worms
earth.
And stuff. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Earthworms can eat diatomaceous earth. It won't hurt them. Did you know that?
Yes, but it'll drive them out of the intestine.
I do okay. I have some pretty big nightcrawlers.
We used to feed them to our horses and cattle in their oats. We just sprinkle a set of the diatomaceous earth. Yeah, and throw it on their body to get rid of flies, and especially in wet weather, because it works wet or dry. It matters not. It's rock. It's not
do you
dust.
Use, do you use nematodes too, or do you stay away from getting into all the weird?
Well, I don't put that's stuff. For more for plants than for you know, for animals.
Yeah, I just thought I'd ask. I know, but actually, the nematodes will get rid of stuff that the animals might come in contact with.
We just diatomaceous oil on cats and dogs and critters.
Yeah.
We used to put crankcase oil on them. Remember when we used to coat our animals with crankcase oil, used oil to get rid of the mange? Now you use diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, and it'll kill fleas and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, it will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my great uncle used coal tar.
Okay.
Yeah, we used medicinal coal tar, I guess you would call it back then. Can't use that anymore.
Yeah.
The EPA outlawed it.
But when you're poor, that's right. When you're poor, you wouldn't find that, so you'd use crankcase oil. We take it out of when you change oil, and we always saved all the oil it changed. So when a dog got manes, we could dip him in it up to his nose.
They hated it.
I'm losing signal, but hey,
okay.
I'll talk to you again real soon.
Good.
Ken,
thanks for your call.
Do your thing.
Appreciate
Go ahead and mute me because I'm going to lose signal real bad here.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
God
all
bless
you. Minister, if you'll do that. Thanks for being on, Larry. Appreciate it. It's always more fun when people ask questions because it's really hard to be entertaining on your own. It's just better when there's someone who can ask a question or to whom you can respond. That's why I like – or a question in the chat room does the same. So those of you listening out there, really appreciate it when you ask questions. It helps us stay focused on what we're doing and focused on what you want to know. And those are good questions. Someone, Anonymous, thank you very much for saying that food and seeds will be like gold when the poop hits the propeller. I think that's what she meant. And toilet paper. You're true. Well, that's why I say, we'll read the next one. Thank you very much for the thought, though, Anonymous. I think food will be the next economy or the basis for the next economy. If it's true that there is no gold in Fort Knox, you know, what's keeping us afloat is what I want to know. When we see an explosive economy or an explosive dollar value, when we see the economy explode or self-implode, as the case may be, I think food will be the basis for the next barter economy. It's food will be primordial because everybody eats, and of course everybody drinks water. That's why we invested in water treatment devices. Water's already the next oil, by the way. You're already paying more. Most of you may not realize, but if you're paying $1 a liter for water, how many liters for half a liter? That's what it costs right today. If you go get a demi-liter, a half a liter of drinking water, not even a high brand name, but just a bottle of water, it's going to cost you about $1, give or take a nickel, depending on or more, depending on which level of station you go into, or convenience store you go into, or store you wherever you shop. It takes 10 of those to make a good gallon, and you're paying $1 a piece, and you're paying $10 a gallon for water, and your gas is only $3. Around here, it's $3.11 today. 3.07 at one place, 3.11 at another. For a gallon of gas, that's a third of what you're paying for water. And you're telling me water isn't already critically expensive. So the thing is, learn, put food away. Food is very valuable. Food and water will get you through some pretty tough times. I don't have any prognostications as to when the poop is going to hit the propeller or the balloon's going to go up or whatever common term they use today, but I can assure you when it does, having food will give you very valuable resource for maintaining life, for staying healthy, and for also being able to deal with the economy in terms of money. Money will become virtually worthless when the people find out that it's not backed, and that when the economy scales out of control, food is still takes a pound of meat to make so much spaghetti sauce. That won't change regardless of how many politics or religion or whatever else gets in the way. That will stay the same. It will be constant. So if you put away hamburger today, dried, freeze-dried, dehydrated, however, you'll still be able to eat the same meal number of meals in the future as you do today. So it stays constant in value. So I urge all of you to get your food together. Determine what it is that you want to eat, because you store what you eat. Then you can eat what you store, because if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And that is the basis on which I have always built my future, is to build it on food. If I can feed people, in fact, back during the 1990s, the UN and world view was that food controlled the economy of third world countries. Whoever had the food could make the rules. Whoever had the food could control the people by withholding food. And if you look back on history, and if you look today out around the world, you'll see that regimes steal food. They steal it from the relief agencies that try to take it in to help starving citizens and civilizations, in fact. And the military, usually in control, will grab it and hold on to it because it is their weapon of choice against people they want to control. So if you want to stay in control yourself, my urging for you is to get some food. Some food that'll store in long-term basis, and if you want to store our MREs, that's fine with me. That's the poor way out. MRE is just expensive per serving. It's no more is expensive as per serving as any other type. And the thing is, when you need it, it doesn't matter what it costs if you've got it. Will it limit what you can buy? Yeah, it will. But if you go look on the internet, just look up. Plug in dehydrated food, and you'll find 10,000 resources for it at all kinds of prices from all parts of the country. And same with freeze-dried food. There are legitimate people peddling it, and there are those who are not. Do your best to get the best you can buy now and put it aside. We're storing wet-packed beef, wet-packed pork, wet-packed turkey and chicken. And we also have it dried, and we have it dehydrated, and we have it freeze-dried. We have it every way you can have it. Why? Because when that poop hits the propeller, we do want to be able to have choice, because choice is what separates us from the animals. That's what separates man from being an animal, is that he has choices, and he can enjoy what he has. And I will bet you a dollar against a donut hole that if you have food, you can stay stable, you can stay healthy, you can stay in control. Does that mean that you'll be better off than anybody else? Only for a while. And that while will be as long as people don't know that you have something they don't. So now you have to learn how to act when you're in control and have stuff to eat and other people don't. You're going to have to learn how to act in that economy so that you don't act proud and vain and have somebody come and want to take it away from you. And you'll learn that smart easily. That's a whole other discussion that we'll have someday. So have we covered things, Minister Ken, that will help people, you think?
Say what now?
I said, do you think we're covering... I was listening. What's an LRP? Somebody asked me a question. What's an LRP? LRP. I was just saying, are we covering the things you think people want to hear? That's somebody asked, when will SHTF? I don't know. It happens all the time to some people. We're talking about food, somebody was asking me, they don't have peanut butter at this store here. I'm not sure what that means, and I'll let you give me more detail on that. MREs are not really great for nutrition. They'll keep you alive, but they're high carbohydrate for young people who are stressed out and who just need to be who need the energy to keep on keeping on. 3 or 4 days of it, and I tell you that you'll be sorry that you didn't have another change of diet. They are really salty, and they make you thirsty. An LRP is a long-range patrol product. It's freeze-dried. They were made specially for paratroopers who were dropping into with limited access to restocking. And an LRP was a very small package
and it had man-sized servings within each, and you could literally heat the food within the packaging it was delivered in a heavy tinfoil cover. And LRPs were limited; they were limited in their range of products, but they were freeze-dried food. All you had to have was some water. Put it in the bag, and pour hot water in a bag. Give it about 2 to 3 minutes to resuscitate or renew the food, rehydrate it. Sorry, not resuscitate, rehydrate. And you could eat a good man-sized meal that had good protein, a well-rounded, balanced meal for a troop who was isolated from any other kinds of foods. Great stuff. Typically, they were made. Oh, by the way, they were a product of a Mountain House or Oregon freeze-dried food, which is the manufacturer for the products of Mountain House and the federal government. By the way, the federal government made Oregon freeze-dried food one of the largest food manufacturing companies in the world, and they're the largest freeze dryer in the world altogether. So, does that explain what an LRP is? I had another question there. About it. I hope that answers. LRP is Long Range Patrol, is what it stood for. That's the military classification of LRP. It was for specialized extra calories, extra food, extra meat, so that the people using it didn't feel deprived because they were isolated from the rest of the troops. They were usually given to people who would go in the back of the lines and things like that. So, I hope that answers that. I have some. They were on sale out at Freeze Dry Guy. I think he still has some. You might check. FreezeDryGuy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com. Check and see if he has some. That's Freeze Dry Guy. He's the largest retailer of freeze-dried food in the nation. And I think you'll find that if there's any, he has them. LRPs, Long Range Patrol, one of the products of Mountain House or Oregon freeze-dried food. Well, we're coming on time. We need time to have the other people shift in. Any last questions? How about you, Ken? You've been really quiet today. Did I keep you from coming on the air?
No, sir. You're just fine. I was listening at you and Larry.
I'm sorry, say again.
I said no. I was just listening.
Oh, me and Larry.
You
I thought
and
you
Larry.
Said. I just admitted that I was married. That's what I heard. I thought, but I've already admitted that before. Married to a wonderful woman who lets me be me. She knew nothing about preparedness. When I married her, before I married her, we were dating, and I said, "You have some food put away for tough times, don't you?" And she said, "No." She said, "I do. I have a 6-pack of Coke." And I think it was a pint jar of Hershey's chocolate that she could pour over the ice cream, the half-gallon ice cream she had in the freezer. That was it, because she ate out all of the meals.
I
said, honey, you got a lot to learn. So she let me go about being me, and we spend a lot of our, virtually all of our extra money, if there is any. It's not extra.
So,
we put it in food. We put it in food, and we put it in our shelter. We don't have a bunker, but I mean, we put it into having. We spent a lot of money for a big reservoir of 3,000 gallons of water. We have our own pump system. We have our own storage system. We have 2 tanks of water. But we do that because we live in the country anyway. And since we often have shortages,
like,
and
sounds like she was prepared to me.
She was finally prepared to say yes. Yeah, she was prepared to take advantage of a good situation.
she knew what she was doing.
I married a very beautiful woman who was also very, very clever.
That's right.
but it was a hard sell. I didn't know for sure if she ever caught it. And you know, she's because of her, shall I say, lack of experience in it, she was the one who proofread my, went through the proof, and she'd say, "Now you say here, do such and such and such and such. I don't understand that." I said, "Well, here's what it means." And she'd say, "Well, why don't you write it that way?" And so the book got a whole lot easier to understand, and it became much, and it sold a whole lot more since she became my editor some 10 years, 12 years ago.
So it's interesting. And we went on the road during Y2K, and I will tell you that, talk about two people joining at the hip. We were total. I mean, we were in each other's, all over the county, in a van with a little dog, her little dog, a little Yorkie, and we went. We put about 165,000 miles in 2 years on our car, going from show to show to show to show to show. And I tell you what, any marriage that can live through that is a, you know, is a really stable marriage. And I'm really thankful for her because she keeps me going. We're running into time for you to do the transition, aren't we?
Well, yeah, go on and say your piece. We're down to the last 10
minutes.
All right.
I do want to thank Freedomizer Radio for letting me be a part of the cadre, announcer. What am I? A promoter. It's good to be on.
You're
one of the spokesmen.
Your host.
Preparedness. I'm a host. I am, I guess that. Good to be your host. Thanks for the privilege. Dr. Prepper, you can find me at preparednessradionetwork.com. And as I said, this week I'll be interviewing Karen Hood, one of the top celebrities in the industry of survivalism. And I hope that you'll join me on that anytime. You don't have to listen live. Anytime you want, Preparedness Radio Network. Again, I'm Dr. Prepper. I'm here to help you understand. Please send me questions to doc at drprepper.com. That's doc, D-O-C, at doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, drprepper.com. Send me questions. I'll have the answers. We can answer them on the show. If it's the kind that needs to be done quietly, I'll send it to you. If we need to talk, I'll send you my number and we can talk. I'm Dr. Prepper. Have a great week. Thank you for the privilege. Minister, have a great week. Talk to you soon.
God bless.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Dr. Prepper Show with number one best-selling preparedness author James Talmadge Stevens. Each week, Dr. Prepper brings you useful and timely information on how to prepare for an uncertain future. In times like these, it pays to be prepared. Questions or comments? Contact Dr. Prepper through his website at drprepper.com. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Preparedness Radio Network. And remember, preparedness saves lives.